Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
To infinity and beyond!
I just love finding new places to wear diamonds.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
There is no place like home.
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
And that means it's time once again to talk with television producer with Mind the Gap Films, Bill Hughes. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
And this is our movie today.
Ollie.
What's wrong with Ollie?
What's wrong with Ollie?
It's perfectly normal.
Perfectly normal.
I used to go to Ollie.
See?
I fear Nana. For girls. Not for lads, Billy. Lads do football or boxing or wrestling. Not friggin' Bally.
What lads do wrestling?
Don't start, Billy.
I don't see what's wrong with it.
You know perfectly well what's wrong with it.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you bloody well do. Who do you think I am? You know quite nicely.
Now, that's a scene from a surprise hit in the year 2000, Billy Elliot, Bill.
Yeah, it was a massive hit. It was nobody expected it, but to be fair, the film is so intoxicating. It's just one of those beautiful films that sucks you in. It's got a heart, but it's got a conscience. It makes a big social message because it's talking about the social divide in the UK and the class divide. And it's not just the class divide between the upper and the upper middle and the lower and the working. And la, 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 la. You know, it's like musical notes. But it's not just that. It's the north-south divide, the north and south of England divide, the people outside of London, beyond the pale, up north. It's all very well for fellas down in London to be dancing, but up in the north of England, you do not dance. And this is at a time when the miners were having this very vicious strike in 84, 85. It was the Thatcher Britain. And that is so incredibly well captured in this film. There's a moment when it is almost normalised because the rioting is so vicious and every small community is torn apart by people who are prepared to break the picket and go in. And the word scab becomes a major word in the vocabulary. But there's a scene where Billy's walking to school with his friend and she's dragging a stick along the wall and you're watching the stick on the wall and she doesn't even notice that instead of dragging it along the wall, she's suddenly dragging it along the riot shields of a group of policemen. And the visual is like a punch in the stomach because you go, this is this child's reality. And it's just like what the reality was north of the border here.
Where did the story come from?
The story came from, it was inspired by a book. Circa Lisa Continen was a great photographer who had done a photographic book called Step by Step about a small dance school in North Shields. And that kind of triggered Lee Hall from telling a story. It's kind of loosely based on reality, an actual guy from the north of England who went on to be a lead dancer with Matthew Bourne's Swan Lake. And so there were a lot of elements that would have pulled together. And Lee Hall, who's a great, great playwright, wrote this.
But the casting?
The casting was extraordinary. I mean, they almost gave up on trying to make this film a few times because they couldn't find the perfect boy. And the boy had to be able to not just dance brilliantly, but act brilliantly and had to be convincing as a North of England kid. So if he was in any way stage school or if in any way there was a phrase that was posh or something that came out of the kid's mouth, the credibility of the movie was ruined. Yeah. So they saw 2,000 kids. And production was abandoned a couple of times, pre-production. And then they found Jamie Bell And the moment they found Jamie Bell,
we have him. We have our Billy Elliot.
And we can now make the movie. Mm. And they built the whole movie around him.
The father and the brother, the casting there was
fabulous.
Perfect.
Gary Lewis, this fantastic Scottish character actor, played the father. And he played him so brilliantly and so brutally and yet so softly, because the man is broken. His wife has died and he's a widower, and he's trying to put food on the table, and he's trying to control this unruly son while also looking after the mother-in-law who has dementia. And then the older brother who turns out to be such a bully, Jamie Draven, and putting the two of them together in the house, creating this macho atmosphere that the last thing they'd allow in the house was ballet. And so here was Billy Elliot, and then the masterstroke, the dance teacher, and convincing Julie Walters to take the part, because Julie Walters was, to be fair, I mean, although she had done things like Stepping Out, as far as she was concerned, she had two left feet, and she said, I can't, the dancing you're asking me to do. But they took her through it and they worked her through it. And there are key scenes where she has to be dancing, and she has to be dancing very well.
So she had to learn.
And she said it was very funny, because all through the film she was going through menopause. So she said the sweats you're seeing are not just from the dancing, but they're mostly my hot flashes. So she's quite funny about it herself.
We have another scene.
Oh, this scene is where Billy has been accepted for an audition for the Royal Ballet in London, and the father has relented, and in fact they've had a collection among the striking minors to help the father and Billy go down to London on the bus and to audition. And Billy goes and kind of blows the audition because he thumps one of the kids who says something smart to him. But they're having the final voice interview, spoken interview, face-to-face interview with the panel. And the woman on the panel just thinks, no, there's something special about you. And she asks him this question.
Just one last question. Can I ask you, Billy, what does it feel like when you're dancing?
Dunno. Sort of feels good. It's sort of stiffen that. But once I get going, then I like forget everything. And sort of disappear. Sort of disappear. Like I feel a change in my whole body. And like this fire in my body. Just there. Flying. Like a bird. Like electricity.
Great stuff. The film itself, was it always called Billy Elliot?
No, it was launched in Cannes in early 2000, and it was shown as Dancer. Mm-hmm. But Lars von Trier had just done a movie with Bjork, and it was called Dancer in the Dark. And so there was great confusion between Dancer and Dancer in the Dark. So the distributor decided, no, we need to change it. And they called it after Billy Elliot, the character. And that was a masterstroke too, because to be fair, you know, Dancer, I don't think would have had the same resonance with an audience. But once it was called Billy Elliot, and now for Billy Elliot to be a global brand, I've seen it, the musical, on Broadway. I've seen it in the West End. I saw it here in the Bord Gáis when it came touring. It's a sensational musical, and it's
music
funny.
By Elton John.
Music by Elton John, and lyrics by Lee Hall, who wrote the movie. And incidentally, Lee Hall has now written the movie Rocket Man, which is the life story of Elton John. So it's one big happy family.
And the director,
the wonderful Stephen Daldry. But this was his debut feature. He'd already been a major award-winning theatre director, but to get him into do this, and like he went on to direct Kate Winslet in her Oscar-winning turn in The Reader, but mostly now everybody knows him because he directs The Crown.
Bill Hughes, television director and producer with Mind the Gap Films, thank you very much for joining us.